Welcome to another edition of Money Matters. My name's Mark Cunaberti. With the latest rally in stocks, investors must be wondering if this recent bout of green is just another in a series of bear market rallies, which will end in another gut-wrenching sell-off. We have seen this story before in the year 2022. Stocks crash, teeth gnash, and hands wring. Then the markets rally, and hope springs eternal that the portfolio bloodletting is finally over. A few days or weeks pass, and yet another crash takes place, worse than the one before. Repeatedly beaten down in discouragement, investors can find themselves not knowing what to do. Calls to their advisors yield little more than a recording saying, stay the course. Although you've been told the markets always recover, no one really knows how far it will go, how long it will last. Indeed, if it may never come back, I mean, it is possible. There can be solutions for less tolerant investors. As covered previously here in Money Matters, inflation-protected bonds called I-bonds from the U.S. government are currently paying 9.6% annually and are 100% guaranteed. The interest rate adjusts every 6 months or so the yield may increase or decrease over time. You can read more about I-bonds at moneymanagementradio.com. Rates at your local bank or credit union are better than they have been in years. CDs, high-yield savings accounts, and short-term treasury rates, which are U.S. government debt, are nothing to sneeze at and might be worth a look. Another not-so-well-known option is what I call a triggered annuity. An annuity is a contract between you and an insurance company. In the simplest form, you give the insurer a lump sum, and they promise to pay you a certain amount in the future, either back in a lump sum or payments stretched out over time. Although there are many variations on annuities, the triggered annuity has some unique features. The specific annuity in my example measures a stock index on the day your annuity takes place. That would be the anniversary date. This particular annuity measures the S&P 500, one of the largest stock indexes in the U.S. market. 1 year later, the index is measured again. If the index is exactly at the same value or up by any amount, the annuity company credits you 8%. That means if the index rises by only 1/1,000,000th of a percent or even stays where it is, you get 8%. Every year the process repeats. If the S&P increases by the next anniversary date, you get another 8%. Once credited, the gains can never be taken back, which means it can only stair-step up and can never go down. The company caps your gain at that 8% a year, so if the index goes up by more than 8%, you still only get the 8%. On the optimistic side of things, if the index goes up even by only one iota every year, as measured on your anniversary date, at 8% a year, you would double your money in 9.1 years. If the index drops in any 1 year, you don't gain anything, but you never lose any money. If the index drops every year for 7 years, which is highly unlikely historically, they will still pay you a minimum guarantee of about 1% compounded over the life of the annuity, which is 7 years, which comes out to about 7.2%. You will either get the 7.2% return or the gains in the market, whichever is greater. You can also withdraw 10% a year after the first 12 months if funds are needed. Withdrawing more than the 10% will incur early withdrawal penalties, and other terms apply, but an annuity such as the triggered annuity may be a way for investors to participate in up markets yet have their principal guaranteed against loss. In prolonged market crashes such as the one we are experiencing now, which is almost a year old in its duration, a triggered annuity may go a long way in calming investor nerves. After all, who knows how much longer this current market correction will occur and how low it will go. I'm watching the market so you don't have to, and that does it for today's Money Matters. This newscast represents my opinion only and does not represent the opinion of this radio station, its staff members or underwriters, or the opinion of any bank, investment firm, or registered investment advisor. Annuities are not FDIC insured and are insured and guaranteed only by the underlying insurance company. Early withdrawal penalties may apply. I hold a BA in economics with honors, 1979 from San Diego State University, and California insurance license OL34249. My website is moneymanagementradio.com, where everything is free, our way of saying thank you for listening to your community radio station. My name's Mark Cunaberti.